First of all, if you're driving around Carrboro this week, watch for lane closures on Jones Ferry Road in front of Owasa's water treatment plant. Construction work will be going on there from 9 to 4 today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Two meetings tonight in local government. Orange County commissioners are holding a budget work session tonight at 7 in the Witted Building in Hillsborough. And the Carrboro Town Council also meets at 7 inside Town Hall with an agenda that includes a new community survey and plans to redesign the town's website. Get links to both agendas on our website, chapelborough.com. In the schools, Chapel Hill Carrboro has appointed a new deputy superintendent for operations, Albert Shiroki, who comes down from Prince William County Schools in Virginia. He'll officially start the new job on July 1st. Meanwhile, the Orange County School Board officially signed off last night on next year's budget request for county commissioners. The request is for a little more than $5,000 per pupil for the year. That's $676 more than the current school year. And big congratulations to the 587 Hedgehogs, a robotics team from Orange and Cedar Ridge High. They just won a statewide competition for a spot in the World Championships of Robotics in Houston later this month. Now to elections, with primary day just over a month away. In the race for U.S. Senate, Sherry Beasley is the prohibitive favorite for the Democratic nomination, but the GOP race is a little tighter, with former Governor Pat McCrory, former Congressman Mark Walker, and current U.S. House Representative Ted Budd all vying for the nomination. McCrory had the lead in early polls, but more recent surveys have shown Budd with the inside track, particularly after Donald Trump publicly endorsed him in the race. How much of an impact is Trump endorsement having? I spoke yesterday with public policy polling director Tom Jensen.
I think that Trump is probably the main factor. You know, there's all this debate about how much control and influence Donald Trump still has over the Republican Party or not. And I think it's just a simple reality that the small number of voices in the Republican Party that are opposed to Trump get a lot more attention than their numbers actually justify. These polls that I'm going to talk about right now aren't from North Carolina, but we've recently been commissioned to do polls in Arizona and Pennsylvania, sort of getting the impact of Trump's endorsement and how people feel about Trump within those Republican primary electorates, also key Senate race states this year with interesting primaries. And in Arizona, Trump had an 81% favorability rating, only 13% unfavorable. In Pennsylvania, Trump had an 83% favorability rating, only 12% unfavorable. And in both of those states, we also asked about the impact of an endorsement from Trump with Republican primary voters. Does that make you more likely to vote for Trump? Does that make you less likely to vote for Trump? Does it not make a difference? In Arizona, 66% of Republican primary voters said they were more likely to vote for somebody endorsed by Trump. Only 11% said less likely. And very similar story in Pennsylvania. 63% said they were more likely to vote for somebody endorsed by Trump. Only 10% said less likely. So having that Trump seal of approval is still pretty vital within a Republican primary election. And I think that really speaks to why we've seen Ted Budd emerge at this point now as the pretty clear front runner to be the Republican candidate for Senate.
That's Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling speaking there. You can get the full conversation in the This Morning with Aaron Keck section of our website, chapelborough.com. In the arts, a scary incident last week for a popular local band. Andrew Marlin and Emily France of Watch House, formerly Mandolin Orange, have canceled all of their shows for the rest of the month after both band members were hit by a car in Iowa City while they were on tour. According to a post on social media, Marlin and France both suffered concussions and needed stitches and staples, direct quote, but they will both fully recover. Best wishes to both of them to get back on track as soon as possible. Turning now to more local news, now that candidate filing has ended, the campaign period for 2022 elections is officially underway. Primary day is a little bit more than a month out on May 17th, and early voting will be starting in just a little more than a couple of weeks. Here in Orange County, one of the highest profile races is for a seat that often flies under the radar. It's the race for Orange County's Register of Deeds. Mark Chilton has served in that position the last 8 years. He's filed to run for a third term, but he faces a strong challenger and former Orange County Commissioner Penny Rich, who's running against him in the Democratic primary. I had a chance to speak recently with both Rich and Chilton to learn why each one thinks they're the right person for the job.
I'm really proud of what we've done with the office.
That's Mark Chilton speaking there.
We've reduced the staff and we've increased increased the net return to Orange County taxpayers. We've increased services. We've reduced the size of our office. We've given up office space. And that's because I've run this office much more efficiently than it's been run in the past.
A longtime real estate professional, Mark Chilton, formerly served as mayor of Carrboro before taking over as Register of Deeds in 2014. Since then, he says the office has accomplished a lot.
In the time that I've been Register of Deeds, we've added passport services in partnership with the U.S. State Department. And fraud alert, which is a service that you can sign up for to get emails or texts if anybody records a document with your name on it. We've also made hundreds of thousands of pages of historical documents available on our website and searchable, created new search tools for those. We're also working on what's called electronic PIN assignment, parcel identification number assignment, that is not super interesting to talk about what that is or involves, but it's going to allow us to reduce dramatically the amount of paper that's used in our office, should eliminate something like 100,000 pages of paper a year. But I think the biggest thing is the upgrade in our software system that we implemented a couple of years ago, which has allowed us to operate much more efficiently and reduce paper documents and also get the work done faster.
But while Chilton says he's proud of how the Register of Deeds office operates, former County Commissioner Penny Rich says things could be a lot better, a fact she says became even more apparent during the COVID pandemic.
During COVID, as you know, I was the chair of the board, and I saw our governmental departments, those that stepped up and really added to the response, and those that didn't do such a great job. I got many complaints that people couldn't communicate with the Register of Deeds office. They weren't there. People that were filing to get married were able to file online, but then when they turned around and tried to get the appointment to go and get the marriage license, there was no one available in the office. And those folks went to Alamance to get their marriage license. So we weren't available for folks at the time that they really needed it. The ongoing complaint that we have, it's always been one of these issues that when you do a closing on a house, it takes so long in Orange County to get things done. We use an archaic system that is no longer used anywhere else in the state, and it really was time to change it. And I know that the current Register of Deeds said he was going to do that when he came into office. Here we are 8 years later, and it still takes the longest in Orange County to get a closing done.
In response, Chilton points to the procedures and efficiencies that are already in place, which enabled the Register of Deeds office to continue providing service while protecting both residents and staff during COVID-19.
During COVID, it obviously was more challenging. Everything was more challenging. We had to think about how to protect workers in our office, as well as the public, general public, from each other. However, we were in a great position to be able to do that because so much work that I and my staff have done over the last couple of years to make virtually almost all of our services available online. So people who needed birth certificates or death certificates or that sort of thing were able to get those through our online website.
But for her part, Penny Rich says there are procedures that can be put in place for the Register of Deeds office to do a better job than it currently is.
The Register of Deeds is about two things. It's about service and it's about stewardship. Service to me is a quick turnaround time on information and documents. And that's not happening right now. The website is not good. The interface with the website and the research for realtors and their attorneys, not good. So we have to be more responsive, meaning that we have to be present, focused leadership. We have to advocate for statewide policy. And then we go into user-friendly. Update our tools. Give the people that work in the Register of Deeds office current-day tools. The website is obsolete. It's slow. Document request process, especially during COVID, was really bad. And the communication changes aren't there. And then convenient. We need to evaluate and streamline our procedures. And lastly, and this is the biggest thing that I hear, is we have to have rapid turnarounds. It should never take more than an hour to register a new piece of land or home.
For more information on the candidates, you can visit pennyrichfororange.com and chiltonregister.com. Again, primary day set for May 17th. Early voting begins just a little bit more than a couple of weeks from now. Time now is 6:15. Time for sports, brought to you this hour by Bold Commercial Real Estate. Basketball season may be over in Chapel Hill, but Carolina fans are still celebrating an unforgettable Final Four run in men's basketball under first-year head coach Hubert Davis. He's already hitting the recruiting trail and planning for next season, but last night he sat down with Jones Angel for one more round of his coaches show, reflecting on the year they've had. Here's part of what Davis had to say.
Our guys can't stop smiling. I mean, they're walking around town and everyone is stopping them and hugging them and congratulating them. And it is It is much earned and well-deserved for all of the players.
When you look back on this year, what do you think you're going to think about?
Oh, gosh. I said this, I can't remember who I said this to, but I had desperately wanted the guys to have all these experiences, and along the way, they gave me new ones. I just didn't think I could get any more. And now I have new ones of this program and this team and this university and this community, and I can't believe I've been given more. It's to say that you just wanted to come to school here and be a part of this program, and it's given me this back. It's really, really pretty cool.
That's Hubert Davis speaking last night. Meanwhile, in women's basketball, also coming off a great season, some big recruiting news for UNC as highly touted five-star center Sierra Toomey of Pennsylvania announced yesterday that she's coming to Carolina in 2023. ESPN ranks her as the third best player in the nation in her class, and she joins another five-star recruit, Rania Kelly, in UNC's class of 2023. Today's a big day for baseball fans, too. Up in Durham, the Durham Bulls have their home opener, hosting the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp at 6:35. Bulls are 2-4 so far this season. That was all on the road at Nashville, but they're coming off a national championship year where they finished with the top record in the nation in AAA baseball. And in Chapel Hill, UNC baseball is back in action as well, hosting NCA&T in Boshammer Stadium starting at 6, and we're going to have that game for you right here on 97.9 The Hill. One other game in action tonight, the Carolina Hurricanes are up in New York facing the Rangers at 7. The Canes have just 9 games left in the regular season. They've already clinched a playoff spot. They're in first place in their division, Rangers in second. And best of luck to the East Chapel Hill Rotary Club's curling team. They're in Scotland this week, competing with 19 other teams in the Rotary World Curling Championships. Good luck to them.